Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is KIX Explorer, an overview to the new phase of KIX Transaction Server. Today's presenters are Byron Botwin and Shayla Robinson. Byron is an IBM advisory software engineer who works for KIX, CPSM, KIX Tools COS Level 2 support in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Byron joined IBM in 1998 after earning a BS in computer science with a minor in mathematics. He is currently responsible for providing technical support for IBM's worldwide customer base for the KIX, CPSM, and KIX Tools products, which run on the COS and CSE operating systems. Shayla is a CPSM Level 2 specialist in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. Shayla joined IBM in 1997 as a KIX Level 2 specialist after earning a BS in computer science with a mathematics minor. She is currently pursuing a Master in Science in Information Systems. Shayla provides information and technical support remotely via telephone and email for users with CPSM-related software problems in addition to KIX running on COS and CPSE operating systems. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Byron and Shayla.
Thank you very much, Joseph. I would like to welcome everyone to the presentation about CICS Explorer. Joseph, if you would, proceed to slide 2, the agenda. Good morning. Today's presentation will focus on KIX Explorer, the new space of CICS Transaction Server. Per the agenda, we will discuss in detail KIX Explorer, as well as a brief overview of KIX Flex XM. At the time of this presentation, we hope that you will have a better understanding of the functions of the CICX Explorer, as well as how to install, update, and connect your CICX Explorer to your host system. Also, we'll provide some additional resources to assist with obtaining more information about the KIX Explorer, along with some general information about CICS. Please continue to slide 3. The CICS Explorer is based on the Eclipse Rich Client platform. This allows a number of tools and applications to coherently work together. The Explorer provides a scalable and intuitive way to manage a single CICS region or the ability to manage a collection of KIX flexes. The CICS Explorer has the capability to extend via different plugins. There are plugins available for a subset of the CICS tools. Those tools are the CICS Interdependency Analyzer, the KIX Performance Analyzer, and the KIX Configuration Manager. The Explorer is not a fully functional replacement for CPSM's web user interface. Please continue to slide 4. This slide is a brief overview of CPSM concepts. KIX Flex XM allows the capability of viewing multiple CICS regions via a single view. This provides a single point of control for users to manipulate resources for multiple CICS regions. Prior to KIX Explorer, users interface with CICS via the web user interface, otherwise referred to as the WUI. Please proceed to slide 5. Now, I will discuss the layout of the CICS Explorer workspace, starting with the perspective. The perspective is a layout of one or more views within the workspace. Users can define and manipulate the perspectives to meet their individual requirements. The perspective can be reset to the default layout. If you reset the perspective is restored to the default layout. However, any open editors are not changed and remain in the workspace. Similarly, if you change to another perspective, any open editors will remain visible in the new perspective. The Explorer has two perspectives. The system management perspective allows the viewing and manipulation of CICS resources. The resource perspective shows a set of files held locally in the PC file system. It allows manipulation of event bindings and bundle projects. Please proceed to slide 6. This slide provides a pictorial view of the CICS Explorer workspace, which consists of four views. They are, number one, the navigation view. Number two, the resource view. Number three, the extended view. And number four, the help view. In the next couple of slides, I'll provide a more detailed definition of what each view provides to the user. Please continue to slide 7. The navigation view, represented by tab group 1 via the picture, allows users to see a list of KixPlexes and active regions, or KixPlex repositories, and define definitional or system groups. The resource view is divided into two categories. The first category is administration. This is where the resources reside in a repository. For CICS, that will be the CSD, and for KixPlex, it would be represented by the BAS. The second category is operational, which represents the live install CICS resources into an active CICS region. If the view showing a particular resource is not present in the perspective, it can be opened using drop-down window show view and searching for the view by name, or by using the pull-down menu administration or operational and locating the appropriate view by resource name. In a Kix view, the pop-up menu will show a list of tasks that can be taken against the selected resource, one of which is open that activates an editor. This is covered more in the editor's overview. The content of the resource view is scoped by the selected entry in one of the navigational views where appropriate. This is illustrated by the task views, which show all tasks for the selected plex. If the specific plex is selected in the CICS plex view, or displays all tasks for the selected region if the specific region in the plex is selected. Likewise, for a view showing Kix definitions such as file definitions, this is either all definitions for the selected KixPlex repository or for the selected resource definition group. Please continue to slide 8. The extended view provides a detailed look into KixPlex XM system events or real-time analysis views, otherwise referred to as RTA. It also includes the properties view, which details all available attributes for a single Kix resource. The help view is just as the name indicates. It provides a detailed documentation about the CICS Explorer to assist each user in obtaining a greater understanding of the functionality of the product. There is the ability to customize documentation via plugins, HTML, or text files. This will allow each organization to include its own set of processes and procedures into Kix Explorer. For example, if your organization has a system operating processes and procedures, you may want to include them in the KICS Explorer help contents so that they're available while using the KICS Explorer. You can create your own documentation plugin and integrate it fully in the KICS Explorer help contents, or as an interim step, you can integrate existing HTML and text files with the KICS Explorer help search function. Please continue to slide 9. Embedded help. This provides a detailed information for KICS resources and attributes. Please be aware, it is very sensitive to where it's activated from. It allows you to browse, search, and print system documentation. You can access this in a Windows environment by pressing the PF1 key, or in a Linux environment by Control F1. Please continue to slide 10. Slide 10 provides another pictorial view of the KICS Explorer editor. In the next slide, I'll discuss in detail the editor. Please continue to slide 11. The KICS Explorer editor opens in a separate tab group referred to as the editor area. It is displayed to the right of the views. The user can minimize, maximize, or resize the editor area, but cannot move the editor area or the editor itself. To reposition, the user must move other tab groups around the editor area. For CICS resources, each editor has an attributes tab. The list of the attributes are arranged in a tree format. The list of attributes are comparable to what a user is used to receiving via the CMT or the CETA transactions. At this particular point, I will turn the presentation over to Shayla to continue. Please continue to slide 12.
Thank you, Byron. The KICS Explorer menu bar contains several menu choices. The Explorer menu provides options to sign on and off of the KICS Explorer, as well as to collect troubleshooting data such as logs and trace files. The KICS object table views display KICS resources of a specific type from within the current context. These resource views can be opened from the additional menu button, where the operations menu provides an image of all the KICS resources within a KICS plex or KICS region. The administration menu displays definitions within the repository, be it BAS or the CSV. The real-time analysis menu displays event notifications whenever a condition occurs. And the workload management menu displays any active workload within the plex. Please continue to slide 13. KICS Explorer is provided as an archive file for both the Windows and Linux platforms. It comes with an appropriate version of the IBM Java runtime environment as well. To obtain a download of the KICS Explorer, follow the link outlined in this slide. You have the option of downloading the KICS Explorer SDK, which will allow you to build your own plugins for KICS Explorer to tailor it to your needs, or the standalone version of the KICS Explorer. There's no setup application required to install the Explorer. You just have to extract the archive file to a suitable location within your file system. If you are installing the KICS Explorer SDK into an existing version of Eclipse, you just have to install it as a plugin as you do for any other Eclipse plugin. KICS Explorer can be installed either locally, where a copy is saved on each user's local client machine, or it can be installed remotely, where one copy is saved on a remote server for all users to access. In both approaches, a user's own customized data can be saved to the user private storage area. When deciding what's the best approach for installing the KICS Explorer, it is important to consider your corporate guidelines and security requirements for client applications. One of the benefits of running locally is that the execution may be faster, whereas a benefit to running remotely is that there is only one copy of the binary to maintain and update, alleviating the overhead of application upkeep to multiple client machines. As a side note, you should keep in mind that the Kix Explorer can be run remotely regardless of which operating system is being used as the remote server. It's just acting as a file store. All the processing is performed on the local machine. Please continue to slide 14, please. Since the Kix Explorer is built based on Eclipse technology, it can be updated automatically through the same mechanism as other Eclipse plugins. This allows Kix Explorer to be updated with APAR fixes and new versions as soon as they become available. Updates can be done either directly over the Internet or from a local archive file. To update from the Internet, IBM will host an update site that will contain updated versions of the Explorer. The update URL is indicated in this slide. You just need to add this update site to the Eclipse configuration for available software. As an alternative, your system administrator may supply you with a URL to use as an internal mirror of the IBM update site, in which case you would just alter your configuration to add the internal mirror as opposed to the IBM update site. If you're unable to connect to the Internet, you have the option to update the Kix Explorer from a local archive file that contains the same content as the update site. In this instance, you just need to download the archive file to your local machine and add it to available software configuration as opposed to the IBM update URL. Please continue to slide 15. Once you have configured the Kix Explorer with an update site via the URL or the archive file, you can configure it to automatically search for updates on a regular basis. This will ensure that the version of Kix Explorer is kept up to date with new features. To get to the automatic feature location, you would select the Windows menu option, Preferences, Install Update, and Automatic Update. This would display the dialog shown, which gives options to allow you to specify when the update site should be checked for new updates and how often. Slide 16, please. As you install, upgrade, and uninstall software to your Kix Explorer, snapshots of the configuration are kept in a history. Reverting to a previous configuration allows you to back out of the results of an install, upgrade, or uninstall. To revert to a saved configuration, select the Help Software Updates and click Installed Software. Then click the Revert Configuration button. A list of previously saved configurations will be displayed. Selecting each configuration will show you what was installed at that configuration. When you have found the one you want to revert to, click Finish and Yes to restart the workbench in order for the changes to take effect. As a word of caution, you do not want to revert to the initial Kix Explorer installation. Within the Save Configurations window, the oldest entry in the list of previous configurations represents the initial Kix Explorer installation. When selected, this configuration will have no content. Do not revert to this configuration, for if you do, the Kix Explorer will fail and must be completely reinstalled. Slide 17, please. The system management perspective provides different capabilities depending on the version of Kix Transaction Server and the type of connection you have configured. The first connection you can use is the KixPlex SM WUI Data Interface. This connection is available with all supported releases of Kix Transaction Server. You must have set up KixPlex SM and a KixPlex SM Web User Interface to use this connection. The WUI data interface is read-only, so you can retrieve data, but you cannot alter it. To configure Kix Explorer to use this interface, you just configure a connection to the usual WUI hostname and port, as you would use in a web browser. Please proceed to slide 18. With the release of Kix Transaction Server 4.1, a new interface has been provided, the Kix Management Client Interface, or better known as CMCI. This connection provides complete CRUD capabilities, where you can create, retrieve, update, and delete. The CNCI can operate in two different types of hosts. The first is as a KickFlex FM WUI. This type requires KickFlex FM setup and that the new WUI SIT parameter, CMCI port, which allocates a port to CMCI, is specified. The second type of operation is as a System Managed Single Server, or SMSS for short. This type allows a CMCI connection to a standalone KIX region, where you do not have to have KIXFlex SM components or CPSM infrastructure set up. However, this type of operation does require that the SEYU AUTH and SEYU load libraries are added to the startup JCL and that a URI map and TCPIP service definition is installed. Sample resource definitions are provided for setting up the KIX management client interface. DSH$WUUR is a sample URI map definition, and DSH$WUTC is a sample TCPIP service definition, which are both included in the KIX system definition file group DSH$WU. Please proceed to slide 19. This is a slide of an image that we show the different ways the KIX Explorer can be connected to the host system. Within the KIX Explorer, the SM perspectives can be connected to only one connection at a time. So to work with any of the green CICS regions in the KIXFlex, the KIX Explorer user would connect to the CMCI port on the WUI server on the left, indicated by the pink WUI box. In this mode, KIXFlex SM would handle the request to all of the CICS regions that are part of that flex. To manage a single CICS system, represented by the brown CICS region, the KIX Explorer must connect directly to the system. Please note that with CMCI, a KIX can either be a KIXFlex SM managed or a single system image. You cannot use both interfaces at the same time. In other words, only one pink arrow can be accessed at a time. However, it is possible to have more than one KIX Explorer running at the same time, each using a different connection. Please proceed to slide 20. At this time, I return control back over to Byron to continue.
Thank you, Shayla. In summary, the KIX Explorer is based on the Eclipse Rich Client platform. It is a scalable and intuitive way to manage CICS systems, can be extended via plugins. The KIX Explorer provides two perspectives, which is your system management perspective and your resource perspective. Installation, there are two ways to install KIX, and that's remote and local. And connecting to your host can be accomplished in two ways, which is via the WUI data interface or the KIX management client interface, otherwise known as CMCI. Please proceed to slide 21. In this slide, we're going to talk about future presentations on the KIX Explorer. A WebSphere Support Technical Exchange open mic session on CICS Explorer will be held on Wednesday, November 11, 2009, during which a panel of CICS experts will be there to answer any questions you might have regarding KIX Explorer in real time. Also, on December 8, 2009, Bill Wolfen will present a WebSphere Support Technical Exchange, collecting and analyzing data for the CICS Explorer. Please continue to slide 22. On this slide, we have provided you with a number of different available resources for CICS Explorer and CICS. CICS Explorer forum provides a space where users can ask questions, obtain answers, and receive general information about the product. The FAQ website is a great place to start if you have questions about CICS Explorer. Also, we have provided the download site for the CICS Explorer, I would also like to highlight the CICS Family Support Pages, which provide the ability to directly access a link to a single support page for all CICS products and CICS tools. Also, YouTube includes videos, demos, and other cool stuff about the Explorer, as well as base CICS. CICS has a blog, which is themasterterminal.com. This blog is written by a talented group of IBMers who have a great deal of knowledge about CICS and all of the associated products. Please review the available links. They provide a great deal of useful information. Please proceed to slide 23. This chart includes a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for a CICS transaction server. The CICS transaction server support web page offers a variety of different technical information. Visit the KIX featured documents link for most requested documents as well as those identified as valuable in helping answer your questions related to CICS. The My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly emails, updates for products that you're interested in. Also, you can follow us on Twitter to get constant updates of CICS-related support news. The webcast for CICS and Omegamon links provides you to webcast and conference information. And the IBM Education Assistance consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. Please continue to slide 24. On slide 24 is the question and answers portion. At this time, I will turn it back over to Joseph.
At this point, Amy, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Our first question comes from Ernest Evans. Your line is open.
Do you need that IA plugin to use the RTA?
No, that's not a requirement to use RTA.
Thank you.
At this time, there are no other questions.
Thank you, Amy. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.